If you're comfortable standing, please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel for Pentecost Sunday is recorded in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. While speaking to his disciples before his death, Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the helper advocate and describes the difference the Spirit will make in their lives and in the world. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I've noticed over the past years that people don't like receipts anymore. Whenever I'm in the store and I get something, whoever's ahead of me, the clerk will say, "Do you want your receipt?" "Nah." I just can't understand that. You see, I'm a receipt person. If the clerk asks, "Do you want your receipt?" "Yes, please." I like to hold on to that receipt. Why? Well, because it's part of my ordered life. As I said, I drive my daughter nuts, but she's also a non-receipt person. She depends on the app on her phone to tell her if she has any money left in her checking account. Otherwise, Dad has to add. But for me, I like to know. And so I take out my register and I go online and I make checks by everything. Whether I've used a debit card or written a check, I have to check it off. And I also make sure that the receipt matches the amount that comes out of the account, just in case there might be a mistake. I love receipts. Why do I say that? Because North Dakota is not a receipt-friendly place. Has this happened to you? Taking the bags out to the car, holding on to that receipt, and then you just adjust stuff a little bit to open that car door, and what happens? The receipt blows away. And then the wind has fun with you. Now, when you get older, you're not able to pivot quite as fast. So there I am, a late 60s model, trying to run after this receipt. Soon as you get close, it stops. You bend down. Instantly, it's up in the air again. You missed it again. This goes on and on and on. Finally, you get that receipt. That's how it is in North Dakota. There's always something blowing in the wind. Last Sunday, I went to Driscoll, and both going and coming, tumbleweeds rolling across I-94. There's always something blowing in the wind. This morning, I'm going to go back in time a little bit. I had a Montgomery Ward record player. Kind of looked like a suitcase, the speakers folded out, the turntable folded down, and I had it in my bedroom. I used to love playing records. Let's go back to 1962. On the radio was "It's My Party, I Can Cry If I Want To" by Leslie Gore. Remember that one? "Calendar Girl" by the Four Seasons. They were kind of those bubblegummy feel-good songs. But then I got an album, Bob Dylan. And I played a song that had suddenly become so popular on the radio. It wasn't bubblegum at all. No, it was full of angst. The song was "Blowin' in the Wind." And I played that record and played that record and played that record. Within a few weeks, it was a major hit. It was so different than any song that had been on the radio before. It wasn't a feel-good song. It was a haunting song. In fact, 3 weeks after it came out, Peter, Paul, and Mary performed it on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., 3 hours before Martin Luther King gave his "I Have a Dream" speech. Something was happening in our country. The Spirit was creating a different kind of movement. Something was happening. Dylan followed that song up with another big hit, "The Times, They Are a-Changin'." It continued that theme. There's always something blowing in the wind. This morning, I'd like to lift up a little bit about that song, "How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind." This morning, I'd like to think about the answer. What is the answer blowing in the wind? We read in Ezekiel where the people say, "Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are completely cut off, we have no receipt." And then Paul writes in Romans about hope. What is hope? Hope is not something we can see. It's something unseen. But we've been given it in Christ to hold on to. And in the gospel today, we hear of the advocate, the Holy Spirit that comes. God today gives us a receipt that we have been given the gift of hope, and it won't be taken away from us. So today, we are not cut off. But I think there's more today. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is always moving. It seems we have trouble finding answers for things today. We think we have the answer, we reach out and it's blown away again. It slipped out of our hands. Now today, we celebrate our high school graduates. Where will the Spirit carry them? As they go out now into their lives, where will they be carried? I know one thing. They will leave here with the receipt for hope in their hands, in their minds, in their hearts. They will take hope with them wherever they go as we celebrate with them today. And who knows, they might be an answer for someone. And so today we celebrate this God that gives us a receipt for the gift of hope, to hold on to all our lives when we feel dried up, when we feel like life could blow us away. We're always rooted in that hope so that we can be hope for our neighbor. Thanks be to God. Amen.